Good morning, Robbo.
This is going to be a funny morning.
You know what? I'm feeling fabulous because it's Fit February.
I know, but somebody forgot their glasses.
This could be. This is true.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the Fit February has increased my capacity to see.
Or get frustrated to the point where you use another F word, which we won't because we're not that sort of show.
No, we're not.
No.
No.
So we're talking salads, okay? We were talking about last week about all different types of foods, and we thought, well, look at a couple of recipes for salads.
Yes.
So you've done your research.
I have.
And you've looked at a couple of places that sell these types of salads in Bendigo.
Yes.
Okay.
So my fabulous friend Gina at Hoogah has a very delicious Californian superfood salad.
Oh, well, that sounds good so far.
That screams Fit February, right?
Mm, it does. It does.
Now, don't be scared because there is quinoa in this salad.
Now, what's quinoa?
Well, I don't exactly know. I don't know if anyone exactly knows, but
some
it's
sort
like
of
a grainy, grain.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I have had quinoa I didn't like it.
No. Well, maybe you just didn't have it in Gina's salad.
I think maybe
you need to have the Californian superfood salad.
Okay.
And maybe we'll change your mind.
Well, give me some more of the good news.
Well,
what else goes in it?
It wouldn't be a superfood salad without kale. So kale is essential as well. I know you're getting excited now.
Just let me check the score. 0-2 at the moment. Yep.
So she puts sweet corn kernels in there.
Yeah.
She puts kale. She puts jalapenos.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Now, that's optional. If you like it a little spicy, you can add those in. Cherry tomatoes, black beans, red pickled cabbage, like a sauerkrauty combination.
Love sauerkraut, yeah.
You could use sauerkraut instead of red cabbage. Goji berries. They're like those little reds. They're a super duper uber food.
Are they?
Yeah. They've got like heaps of antioxidants and they're going to save your life. So get into those.
Okay.
And cooked wild rice as well. And then fresh coriander to garnish it. I love coriander.
That sounds actually really nice. And I reckon there's enough of the good stuff in there to balance the crappy bits.
Yeah. Well, I haven't finished. There's nuts as well. So then she puts like a pepita seed as well because seeds and nuts. That's like, that totally is like your super healthy food, right?
Yeah.
If you add seeds and nuts in the right proportions.
Yes.
And walnuts as well. And again, an avocado. Now, if you really want to add the protein into this one, you can add chicken. So
right.
I think she does it with a poached chicken, salt and pepper to taste, and voila.
That does sound good.
And it just races off the shelf, she said.
Okay.
And everybody loves it.
Right.
So Hoogah, and they're on the they're on Mitchell Street. You know where the fountain is?
Yes.
Just near there.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, not their shop, but the shop next to them, a car just ran into recently. So I'm sure Gina would really appreciate a little visit because
yeah,
their
I'm
shop's
sure.
fine, but they've had a little, you know.
Okay.
Trouble recently.
Now let's belt through one more. What else have you got?
Well,
for us?
You know what? You scoffed at this last week, but I've got the remember Hellenic Republic? This is a George Kalambaras restaurant in.
Yeah.
Melbourne. And there was this fad that we all went through where he put out this recipe for the Cypriot grain salad. And this is amazing. This stuff is great. Basically, he does use a grain too. I know. It's more quinoa. You can use frika.
This is going against the grain, let me tell you.
Look, we're Fit February-ing, okay?
Okay.
This has got lentils as well, so we're doubling up
here. Yeah, lentils, okay. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, there you go. So you put some pumpkin seeds in there, some slithered almonds, some pine nuts, capers. Again, that, you know, there's a bit of a theme going on here to add a little, you know, salt spice. Some currants, and then you do some freshly chopped parsley, coriander, and onion, red onion. And you mix it all together. It's just delicious. Add some lemon juice. So squeeze a bit of a lemon over the top. Virgin olive oil and salt to taste and pomegranate seeds. That is the kill.
That
sounds
amazing. Good. That does sound good.
And then you add there's a sauce that goes on top. So there's like a dressing.
Uh-huh.
And this is the key. This is the Greek yogurt and you put in some ground cumin, and then you put honey.
Ooh.
So it's got that little sweetness on it,
and then you
mix it all in, and it's just to die for.
That does sound good.
Ooh.
Yep,
there you see, I've converted you to salads in Fit February.
There we go. So next week, what are we going to talk about in Fit February?
Well, I'm thinking it's time to juice it up.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, cool. No problem.
Let's taste some juices in Bendigo, right?
All right.
Let's see who makes the best orange juice, freshly squeezed.
Yeah.
Or like those really healthy ones that they put green stuff in.
Yeah. The old green stuff. Yeah. Always good.
Green juice.
Hey, Ree, fantastic. And I am going to try them. I promise you.
Well done. Well, should we put the recipes up somewhere?
Yes, indeed. We'll put them up on Facebook.
Awesome. Let's do that.
Good on you. Thanks very much, Ree. See you next week.
See you then. Bye.